The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
When and why did we Americans appoint ourselves the protector of the world? We have paid dearly by the loss of brave, wonderful soldiers who thought they were protecting their own country. For the past many years, we have sent our soldiers to fight in wars like Afghanistan and Iraq. Many of them have died and have been badly and permanently wounded. Why? When our ancestors were busy creating our beautiful country, in their human wisdom, they admonished us to stay out of military situations with other countries. Did our leaders listen? Of course not. What we have done instead, after World War II, which we had to participate in, because Germany's Hitler was crazy and created a Holocaust and was serious about coming to our shores to take over our country. For us, World War II was a must. But after World War II, since then, we have been involved in many other wars. Why? When none of them were to protect our own shores. Also, how come after World War II, our leaders left some troops in Germany and some in Japan because both enemies were not to be trusted? That was decades ago, but those troops are still there. Why? It's wasteful and wrong. Also, isn't it true that we have troops in many other countries all over the world? And again, why? All this protection of other countries has cost us billions, and now we are broke and indebted to China. And we, once the greatest country in the world, is now weak and vulnerable. Many young men and women volunteered to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan, and when they thought they were finished with their tours, their leaders demanded that they return and continue to serve again because not enough volunteers signed on, and that was unfair. Also, our military receives very low wages for themselves and, worse, very low funds for their families. Because now Obama wants big government, he has given many unnecessary jobs to his friends, and they receive hefty wages, much bigger than the military, who put their lives on the line every day. This inequity is ridiculous and outrageous. And finally, our TVs are daily loaded with requests to we the people to help returning military injured for life with giving $19 monthly forever to help them and their families. I totally agree that we should all help the permanently wounded however we can afford. But more importantly, it is our government's responsibility to take care of our wounded soldiers forever. For justification of these past remarks, up until now, I may have been simplistic and naive about our leaders' priorities. Surely, they are fully aware of present world terrorism and may be acting accordingly. And indeed, if it's necessary for our troops to be fighting in foreign lands, then so be it. Perhaps we should be grateful we are fighting terrorism there and not here. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.